Genesis chapter 3. I want to speak to you. I'll try to be very brief. Brother Lambert used to say, after you have a good service, don't preach and mess it up. But I have a thought in my heart that I would like to share with you. And I want us to consider, when Christ comes calling, I'm thankful that I heard the call to salvation. That effectual call that I received of the Holy Spirit, I am so thankful for that. I'm thankful for the call that I received to holiness. See, there's more than just a call to preach. I'm thankful for that. November 25th, 1979, at Stacker Crane on Southeastern Avenue in Indianapolis, Indiana, God called me to preach about 8 o'clock at night. It was just as clear a call as it was my salvation. But those of you that have never responded to the call. See, I believe the gospel is a call. It's an invitation to those who have not been saved, those who have not had the blood of Jesus applied to their hearts, those who have not been regenerated, those who have not been forgiven of their sins, those who have not been justified in the sight of God. It's a call to you to come to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. It is imperative, it is important for you to respond to the call. When Christ comes calling. We read in the first Samuel. We read where the Lord appeared unto Samuel, a young boy who was serving in the temple. He called to him in the middle of the night. Said, "Samuel, Samuel." And of course, Samuel responded, "Here am I, Lord." Some of you need to respond to the call of the Lord. The Lord is calling you out. He's calling unto you to be saved. He's calling unto you to some particular kind of service. He's called every one of us that has been saved to holiness. When Christ comes calling. I want to begin in Genesis, where that we see God called unto Adam. I'll begin in verse 1 of chapter 3. I believe in the fall. I believe in the fall of man. I do not believe that the fall was decreed. I believe that Adam wickedly and willfully chose to become a sinner. Amen. And we have all chosen to be sinners. Here in this particular passage, of course, we know about Adam and Eve. We've heard that from most of us all of our lives. It's a wonderful, important story. Listen, you can't get to heaven until you go to the garden. You must realize that you're lost. Man needs to realize that they are fallen. We are a fallen race. We need redemption. That is the reason that Jesus came. Paul said in the book of Romans, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and death is passed upon all men. He went a little further and said, by one man's righteousness, many shall be saved. It is through the righteousness of Jesus Christ we can be saved. It's through the sinfulness of Adam that we are lost. Amen. When Christ comes calling. Listen to these passages as I begin reading. I know you go to church and most preachers, they preach about health, wealth, and prosperity. They'll give you 5 points of prosperity. Listen, you need to hear the gospel. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also the Greek. And the gospel cannot be preached unless we consider the fall of Adam. Amen. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Boy, he's still lying today, isn't he? Jesus said the devil is a liar. He is the father of lies. He will deceive you. He will mislead you. He will tell you false hoods. You need to consider this morning that as you think upon the things of God, that unless you listen to the call of Christ, if you listen to the call of Satan, he will lie to you, he will deceive you, he will mislead you, he will cause you to be doomed to a devil's hell. You need to listen to Christ. Christ wants to save you. You shall not surely die. Well, that was a big lie. We know better than that, don't we? Do you know anybody that's died? Do you know that you're going to die? Satan says, you won't die. Look at the many millions of people that have died. Go to a cemetery. Go to a graveyard. There's bodies in there. People have died. He lied then. He will lie today. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave unto her husband, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. You can't hide from God. Many people try to hide from God. One of the candidates in the presidential election is using the phrase, you can run, but you can't hide. Adam thought he could hide from God. Well, that's foolishness. There's one thing that's real obvious in the studying of these passages of Scripture. Sin did not make us wiser, it made us stupid. How foolish to try to cover your iniquities with leaves. To try to sow fig leaves together and cover yourself, or to try to hide from God, that is stupid. It's foolishness. Sin made us stupid. Many times today, people think that they can avoid God, that they can hide from God. There's great foolishness, great folly that is found repeatedly, not only in the garden, but in everyday life. Today, people are still doing the foolishness found in the fall. People today are still doing the same kind of foolishness that is found in the fall. We notice that they try to hide themselves. They try to cover their iniquities, their transgressions. Listen, nothing is hid from God. God sees all things. God is omnipresent. God is the Spirit. He knows you're sitting down and you're standing up. We read in the 139th Psalm where the psalmist said, where can I go from the presence of the Lord? He said, can I go to the highest heavens or to the depths of the sea? He said, no, God is there. If I took the wings of the morning, if I had the speed of light and I traveled from this point to the depths of the sea, he said, God would be with me every step of the way. You cannot run and you cannot hide from God. But Adam, he thought he could hide his sinfulness. He thought he could hide from God. And that is a great folly of our parents, our parents of creation. And also, it seems to be the present day trend where people think that they can hide themselves from the presence of the Lord. But let's notice these passages. Let's look a little closer. What happens? Okay? Notice what it says. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden of the Lord God. Notice verse 9. The Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Where art thou? Now, did God not know where they were at? Sure he did. You can't play hide and seek with God. He knows where you're at today. But he called out to him and said, where art thou, Adam? And today I believe God is calling out to us and asking us to consider where we are. Where are you this morning? I ask you, are you lost? Like Adam was lost? That was the reason that God was calling to Adam. Because Adam had fallen. He had transgressed. He had taken the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And Adam was lost. Where art thou? Some of you need to hear the voice of God this morning, because God is calling unto you, and you need to consider that you also are lost. When I was a lost boy, I remember God calling out to me. Don't y'all remember that? The preacher would get up and preach. The Holy Spirit would deal with my heart. God was calling to me, not through my ears, not through my natural ears, but He was calling out to my heart to come to Him. I believe today Jesus, just like He did then, was seeking to save that which is lost. He's seeking to save that which is lost today. And Jesus is calling. He's saying, come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. Let me tell you where you're at. You know, if God would have began to go over some of the things that He had provided Adam. He had provided Adam safety. He had provided Adam a helpmate. He had provided Adam a garden. Everything was beautiful. Everything was wonderful. God made sure that Adam and Eve were happy. Every need they had was provided. God's mercy, God's love, God's presence was in that garden. He walked with Adam and Eve. He had provided everything they needed and much, much more. Adam was in a happy and a holy state. There was no misery. There was no pain. There was not a drop of sweat that came from his brow as he worked to provide himself a living. God provided everything. Everything was wonderful for Adam and Eve. God gave them all that stuff. But put one regulation, one stipulation, one law, and that was for them not to eat of the tree. Not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And they transgressed that law. Why have you done this, Adam? Why have you violated my law? All that I have done for you. Listen this morning. God could say the same pretty much to many of you. God's given you good, God-fearing parents that pray for you and weep for you. God's given you the great privilege of growing up in a church like this. And that is a great privilege. God's given you a wonderful spouse. God's given you a wonderful siblings. God's given you some wonderful friends. You have many wonderful things. He's given you the clothes on your back. He's given you a wonderful home environment. He's given you some wonderful schools where you can be educated. He's given you health. He's protected you. He's provided for you. He's given you all of these special blessings. And He's crying out to you and say, why? Why are you rejecting my gospel? Why won't you come to Jesus Christ, my Son, who sacrificed Himself for you, who bled and died that you could be saved? Where art thou? Where art thou? Why are you lost this morning? I'll tell you why you're lost, because you choose to be lost. Notice in this passage, Adam did not go seeking for God. God went seeking for Adam. And I believe today, in this sanctuary, this morning, in this church, that God is seeking you. God is drawing you. God is desiring that you would come and find Him and experience eternal life. He wants to save you, but you must repent of your sins. You must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart. You must be born again of His Spirit. Some of you this morning, God is calling to. He's calling you out and saying, come unto me, come and be saved. Come unto me and I will bless you and help you. Come to my holiness and my goodness that is found in Jesus Christ. Come and serve me. Come, Christ, when Christ comes calling. Is He calling to you today? Is He calling? The Scriptures teach us that He calls. In the book of Proverbs, these are some familiar passages to us, where that the Bible says that He calls unto us and we do not hear. We do not respond. It is imperative for you to consider Proverbs chapter 1, verse 24. He says, because I have called, God is speaking. He says, I have called and you refused. Don't you realize this morning that we are fallen? Don't you realize that you're lost? That if you've not been saved by the grace of God, that you're doomed for a devil's hell? Don't you consider today that the brittle thread of life could be broken at any moment? Next time you see a spider web, I want you to consider that the thread of life is thinner than that spider web. Mr. Bubble, when we blow those bubbles during vacation Bible school, they go up and they come down and they pop. Listen to me this morning. Your life is that way. At the very moment, your life is that bubble. It's frail. It could be destroyed at any moment. You could die, and you know you're sitting there this morning and you have not been saved. God have mercy. God have mercy on you. How fallen you are. You're hiding. You're not responding. You're refusing the gospel of Jesus Christ, the precious atoning blood that was shed for you. If you leave here today and you've not if you've not responded or considered the gospel, if you've not responded to the call of Jesus Christ as He calls you out to come, you're refusing the very hope you have of eternal life. Without Jesus, you have no hope. Amen. Foolishness. You talk about foolishness. For God to offer you the free gift of salvation, and yes, as Brother Mark preached last night, it is a free gift. To refuse the free gift of salvation. Let me describe your condition. You like being hid. You like trying to cover your sins with the works of your own hands. You're so selfish and self-centered that Jesus, your Savior who really died for you, is nothing to you. God have mercy. Christ is coming call. He's come calling unto you. And you will not respond to the love of God. I'll tell you what happens if you will listen to your own conscience. It will say, wrong, wrong, wrong. It screams wrong as the eternal voice of God calls unto you. You know you're making the wrong decision. You're doing the wrong thing. God says this, I have called. I have called. You have refused. I've stretched out my hand and no man regards. You won't pay attention. You won't listen. You won't consider your lostness. You're separated from God. You're alienated from God. And that's what the fall teaches us. And you know what is really strange and stupid? You're satisfied with that condition. Satisfied. Content to be lost. How can you be content to be lost? You need to respond, amen? You need to seek the Lord with all of your heart. Don't be content. Don't be content as a sinner. Don't you realize you were made to glorify the Lord? That we were made to praise the Lord? I mentioned that little boy that got saved over at Huntington. And when he joined the church, he came forward and he was giving his testimony. He said, you know, I was born to be saved. And you were too. You will never enjoy life to its fullest until you have the abundant life that is in Christ Jesus. You will not have happiness until you come to the cross and experience the forgiveness of sin that you might be and that you might do what God designed you to be and to do. I've called, you've refused. Do you think God is angry? I believe God is angry. As you consider these passages of Scripture, in Proverbs chapter 1, God's offended. He's offended that people don't respond to His Word. He's offended that they have turned away His Son. His hot pleasure is against them. Listen, my friend, don't be foolish. Don't be foolish. Don't be like the man who built bigger barns in Luke chapter 12 and verse 20. He was contemplating, he was considering, doing all these things of the future. You have no promise of the future. Amen. Jesus said unto him, thou fool, tonight thy soul is required of thee. What if you're going to die tonight? Preacher, you're trying to scare me. Yeah, that's right. I am. You could die tonight. Amen. We're dealing with life and death issues. The longer you stay lost and in your sins, the more you put yourself in jeopardy of dying and going to hell. Amen. There's urgency here. Today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. God have mercy on your soul. That you would refuse the invitation, the call, the cry of Jesus, the eternal God, and Him calling out to you. Refuse that. How God have mercy that you would refuse that any longer. You're here today, but you might be in hell tomorrow. There are people, listen to me, every day, and they lift up their eyes and they're in torment. Every day, people are dropping off into hell and they lift up their eyes being in torment. Do y'all believe that? Amen. Read the 16th chapter of Luke. It happens every day. And you could be one of them. You are in danger of going to hell unless you trust in Jesus Christ with all of your heart. Preacher, you're getting awful intense about this thing. Well, I'm intense because you're lost and unconcerned. Lost and unconcerned. Though you could suddenly be eternally lost. Listen, if something you own was in jeopardy, why, if you lost your lunch money, you'd be upset. Huh? You would have more anxiety, you would be more upset over losing your lunch money than you are about your soul going to hell. God help us. God have mercy upon your soul. Some of you would be more concerned about losing your keys to your car, you teenagers. Locking your keys in your car would cause you more anxiety than your soul splitting hell wide open. We are messed up. The fall has caused us to be stupid. Why, some of you will get so upset over some of the most silliest things and not have any concern about your lost state. You can't afford to gain the whole world and lose your own soul. Just can't afford to do that. As we stand and sing a verse of some song, I'm going to stop. I believe the Father is crying out to those rebellious sons and daughters this morning. I hope that you can hear His wailing voice, the wailing voice of the eternal God calling unto you to repent, to trust in Jesus. I hope that you won't do the kind of foolishness that Adam did. Try to hide yourself. Disguise the truth. What's going on with you? God is saying, where art thou? What condition are you in? Adam was in a lost condition. He's crying out to you this morning and saying, what condition are you in? You're either saved or you're lost. You're either on your way to heaven or on your way to hell. Oh, preacher, we don't like sermons on hell. We don't hear enough of them. I'm telling you right now. People trying to, they heard one preacher say that in reference to hell that he didn't want to say the word, you know. Just wanted to describe it as some awful place. Jesus preached about hell, and I'm going to preach about hell. It's where the worm dieth not and the fire is unquenched. And people go there every day, and they go there because they reject Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus said, if you trust in Jesus Christ with all of your heart, you will not perish. You will not go to that awful place called hell. Listen this morning, if you've not been saved, if you've not been born again of His Spirit, if you've not been justified in the sight of God by faith, you need to trust in Jesus today. Today is the day of salvation. Don't turn Him away. Don't refuse the love of God in Christ Jesus as we sing. Let us stand. Please stand this morning. Would you come? Is there one this